Hello, world. This is Bert. And for the past 15 months, I have been living in my car. Unemployed, no fault of my own. Unable to get state or federal help in any way, shape, or form. I'm going through a divorce. Add to that, my depressive. And that's my box of fun that I've been dealing with for way longer than 2 years. But I've been dealing with it for a lifetime. It all started before I was 16. The cure was just the starting point of a life that ended up being run by a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. While I was living my life, I was blind to how the anxiety, depression, emotional dysregulation was all basically driving the bus. And I was just making decisions completely emotionally driven. And somehow, somewhere, graduated high school. Got 2 4-year degrees in 4 years, Bachelor of Arts and Bachelor of Arts, and married a beautiful woman. Was able to raise 3 boys who are all now off in England. And overnight, found myself on the other side of that house. I lived inside of a gated community for a quarter of a century, and then suddenly I was living in my car. What do I gotta show? That's of any value. That's actually one of the big questions I have. And that question is, am I worth it? That's a question that's been on my mind hard. Certainly, this past year, living in the car. That core belief of you're not good enough, that put into me as a kid. So you're not good enough, you're worthless. But at the same time, you want to be sweet. Right? You use yourself in chasing your reasons, only to find out when you get there, you're making a whole bunch of experiences that you need to navigate the part of your life. This depth has anything to do. Something I would say to my soccer players when I was coaching club soccer. There are 3 elements to any soccer game: your attitude, your effort, and the outcome. And in that triangulation, you only have control over two of those things: your effort and your attitude. And if all you do is pour your energy and focus into the outcome, you're likely not going to end up with it. There's a want there. And whenever there's wanting, there's lack. You put yourself into a mind state of lack, that you lack something, that you're not good enough. So, big picture. What's the mission of these transmissions? I would say the mission is threefold. The first part of the mission is to document and share what I've learned over a lifetime of working with technology, and in particular, my last 30 years of focus on the internet. And to do that, I have a project called the Modern AI Web Machine. This project will be a YouTube channel, and on that channel I'm going to publish a series of tutorial videos that will walk you through how I set up my own publishing and e-commerce platform that I own. I'm not paying anyone for a monthly service fee. So I own my stuff. It can't disappear on me. And the story of the store comes from my experiences with mental health over my lifetime. I plan to create art that will get noticed and commented on. And when that happens, that question, what's that about? Where'd you get that? What is that? That starts a conversation that then goes into mental health. And just throwing that one pebble in the stone, I think throwing that one pebble into the pond and creating that chain reaction of ripples could potentially do something. The question is, can I be somebody? And by sharing my knowledge, we'll see if it has any value to anyone out there. Then the other aspect is the vulnerability, sharing my life, what I'm doing, all the challenges. I would think there's got to be value in that for someone, particularly if you're struggling with mental health issues. I'll simply say, I've been to the dark side and back more than a dozen times. I've stared into the abyss solidly 4 times. And I nearly took my life twice. And I'm still here for some damn reason. And maybe that's what this whole thing is going to be about. Me figuring out that maybe I am somebody and what the fuck that is. So here's to it. Let's get it on.